such an asshole.
The quandary or paradox that I face, and I guess this is every human, is you would generally like to think you're advancing. It could be in your career, your love life. You're progressing. You're not regressing. Because if you're regressing, you're going backwards. That means you're going back to poverty, going back down Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And I got my food, clothing, and shelter taken care of. I'm kind of okay. But intellectually speaking, I get tired. I mean, how long, guys? How long have I been saying? Now, finally, I got to say I told you so. My friends from a quarter century ago who were all picking on me for simply not being the Democrat, simply saying, hey, we ought to look out for this national debt thing. And hey, we ought to worry about majoring in stupid things. And, you know, I'm not too sure about the single mom pandemic going on here. Oh, and then called every name under the leftist book. And it really isn't pop, but I'm just so sick and tired of having to repeat myself for literally decades. And now people, hey, did you know he was right? And it's also intellectually unstimulating. It's just like, look, can we move on? It's like being stuck in the third grade forever. Can we move past single digit multiplication? Can we get past our multiplication and division cards? And this is not to pick on Douglas Belkin, but I am going to make an example out of him in a constructive criticism type of way, because he's not being malicious or ill will, but Doug, hey, you're with the effing Wall Street Journal. Can you journalists up your effing game a little bit here, huh? Thought leader. And I'm an idiot with a YouTube. And it's not a dick comparing contest, but come on, man, you work for the Wall Street Journal, you write for them, and you got 1/3 my Twitter subscribers. What? I mean, you got the brand name, the Wall Street effing Journal. I remember when that meant something. Now, apparently some dork like me on the internet, it's not that I got more pull. It's that you guys are supposed to be professionals. You're supposed to maybe not be thought leaders, but kind of say, hey, society, you're the vanguard of the zeitgeist of society. You're the vanguard of the communal intelligence or foresight of society. You toll the bells, sound the alarms. And now we got Doug. Sorry, Doug. You're throwing up flashcards from the third grade, and it's all 1982 all over again. And a lot of you sent this to me. And so we're going to go over this again. I'm going to waste my time, Doug, and all the other journalists. We're thought leaders. We're leading. Look at us. We're with the mainstream media. We're the establishment. Hey, did you know there's a problem with higher education? Hang on. Where is it? Yeah, gee, Doug and company. I kind of did. Like, what's the copyright here? Oh, 2011. And the idea is ruminating in my head in the effing 90s. So this is a request from a nice lady, one of the few female request clients. She says, "Hey, Cappy, I saw in an older YouTube video that you sign your books, if possible, can I please get a copy of your book, Curse of the High IQ? Sign. It's a gift for a friend." And then she switched it to The Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty because she's got a black guy as a roommate. Look at that. Hey, Dre, huh? One for your team, all right? Huh? Look at that. Ladies. She says, "Also, can I please pay for a Clary original?" I said, "Yeah." And so this is, we're going to go, Doug, you can play Doug. D-O-U, Doogie, Dougie, baby, Douglas. Plagiarize this idea. Get it out there, okay? Just say you came up with this idea. You came up with these observations. It's all you. I don't care who takes the credit. Can we just end this nightmare of higher education? Can we make, I don't know if journalists intend this anymore, societal progress, huh? So you all sent this thing to me, and I'm going to read through it, and I may not get through the whole darn thing. It's just because I'm tired of repeating myself. I just feel lost. Young men abandon college. Maybe somebody should get Dennis Prager in here and say, hey, did you know men are falling behind? Let me get my cane. Men are abandoning higher education in such numbers that they now trail female college students by record levels. At the close of 2021 academic year, women made up 60% of college students, an all-time high, men 40%, according to enrollment data from the National Student Clearinghouse, a nonprofit research group. U.S. colleges and universities had 1.5 million fewer students compared with 5 years ago. That's good. And men accounted for 71% of the decline. This education gap, which holds at both 2- and 4-year colleges, has been slowly widening for 40 years. The divergence increases at graduation. After 6 years of college, 65% of women in the U.S. who started a 4-year university in 2012 received diplomas by 2018, compared to 59% of men during the same period, according to the U.S. Department of Education. So, like, what? 30 people shouldn't be going to college anyway. I wonder if that would solve our financial troubles there. In the next few years, two women will earn a degree, a college degree for every man. If the trend continues, said Doug Shapiro, another Doug, executive director of the Research Center at the National Student Clearinghouse. Ooh, worthless job. No reversal is in sight. Women increased their lead over men in college applications for the 2022 school year, 3.8 million to 2.8 million. Okay, so a million more women. By nearly a percentage point compared to the previous academic year, according to Common Application. A nonprofit that transmits applications more than 900 schools. Doobity boobity bobbity boo. Let me take a note, because I did take notes. I want to put them out. Now, this isn't none of this is Doug's fault. He's just reporting. He's just being a good journalist. Say, things are happening. Don't let me introduce new ideas now. That'd be crazy. Maybe like Dennis Prager taking a little toke of a doobie there now. Why am I sounding like Jimmy Stewart all of a sudden? Okay. Another note taken. Men are falling behind remarkably fast. And Thomas Mortensen, a senior scholar at the Pell Institute. None of these people produce anything of value. Who are these people? For the study of opportunity in higher education, that's all capitalized, which aims to improve educational opportunities for low-income, first-generation, and disabled college students. I'm going to explain shortly why that is a horrible idea. American colleges, which are embroiled in debates over racial and gender equality and working on ways to reduce sexual assault and harassment of women on campus, have yet to reach a consensus on what might slow the retreat of men from higher education. Yeah, all those fake accusations that happened like 2-3 years ago, UVA and all that. Yeah, I'm sure that's just having men flock to the colleges. Some schools are quietly trying programs to enroll men more, but there's a scant campus support for spending resources to boost male attendance and retention. The gender enrollment disparity among nonprofit colleges is widest at private 4-year college schools, where the proportion of women during the 2021 school year grew to an average of 61%, record high. Clearinghouse data shows. Dirty little secret. I'm just going to skip through here a little bit. Miss Dalhanty. Who's she? What nonprofit does she work for that isn't producing real GDP? Jennifer Dalhanty, a college enrollment consultant. Where's this world that no one has real jobs? Can I get one too? Technically, I have a job that isn't real. Dirty little secret. Ms. Dalhanty said this kind of tacit affirmative action for boys has become higher education's dirty little secret. Oh no, not promoting boys. OMG. Not that. A practice but not publicly acknowledged at many private universities where the gender balance has gone off kilter. It's unfortunate that we're not giving this issue air and sun so that we can start to address this. Yeah, because we just need more men to pay private college tuition rates. You just need their money. That's all it is. At Baylor University, where the undergraduate student body is 60% female, the admission rate for men last year was 7 percentage points higher than for women. All right, so now they're doing affirmative action for men. So there's no objective standards. It's so sad. It is so sad. You colleges and universities promote, claim to be for equality, and then you're anything but in practice. Every student has to meet Baylor's admission standards to earn admission. Apparently not, said Jessica King Garrity. The school, here's another nonprofit. School's assistant vice president of enrollment strategy and innovation. Gee, I wonder why tuition is so high at these schools. It is not Doug who is lampooning this. It's the higher education industry that lampoons itself. Classes, however, are shaped to balance several variables, including gender, she said. I don't know. How about you just offer classes and let people sign up for them, huh? Do you have not just, for my younger audience, do you understand why you should be going to an online college or like your local community college or nighttime college at night? Just get your prereqs out of the way. Avoid this nightmare. Avoid this drama. Avoid the $3,000 per credit or whatever rear forcible penetration ing they're doing to you kids. Garrity, girls a little bit more on the ball than men getting their transcripts in. Among the messages to mothers in, wait. Baylor created a males and moms communication. Not laughing at you, Doug. But come on, man. You gotta be shaking your head when you hear males and moms communication campaign. Oh God. We treat everyone like children and then wonder why they come out. You're a student on bailout. I can't find a chirp. A few years ago, to keep high school boys on track, she said, yeah, because here, let me give you a little bit of inside biz here, ladies. Assistant reserve, vice assistant break glass in case of emergency recruitment, chicky babe for strategy and inclusion, whatever the hell your worthless title is. Boys are sick of school. They're kind of sick of school by about the third grade. And you force them to go for 13 years to graduate high school seniors. And now, oh, more school. You had us for 13 years. You couldn't teach us one skilled trade. Not one. We got to go back now for 4 more years. I do not blame young men for not wanting to go to college. Why would you? We're going to get to that later. We're going to get to the real reasons that Doug failed to discover this research, all this journalism. He failed to unearth the real reasons men are not going to school. Among the messages to mothers in the campaign, Miss Garrity said, at the dinner table tonight, Mom, oh, you presume there's a dinner. You presume it's not like, here's your microwave meal. Here's your Swanson's pot pie. We need you to talk about getting your high school transcripts in. Race and gender can't be considered in admission decisions at California's public universities. Oh, BS. The proportion of male undergraduates at UCLA fell to 41% in the fall semester, 2012, from 45% in 2013. Over the same period, undergraduate enrollment expanded by nearly 3,000 students. Of those spots, 9 out of 10 men were women. We do not see male applicants being less competitive female. UCLA Vice Provost Yolanda Copeland-Morgan. I don't know why men don't want to go to school. College cuts. Okay, here's this, the college gender gap cuts across race, geography, and economic background. For the most part, white men, once the predominant group of America, no longer hold statistical edge in enrollment rate. You make it sound like going to college is a good thing. Here's a hint, Doug. For all of it. Hey, is Cappy on his broken record again that college ain't worth the money they're charging? Is he playing that? Is that back in the top, the Billboard top 40? Gender politics. Ooh, Doug, you're getting close. No college wants to tackle the issue under the glare of gender politics, says Miss Delonte, the enrollment consultant. The conventional view on campuses, she said, is that men make more money, men to hold higher position. Why should we give them a little shove from high school to college? Yet the stakes are too high to ignore, she said. If you care about our society, one, and two, if you care about women, you have to care about boys too. If you have equally educated numbers of men and women, that just makes a better society. No, no. And let's start early, shall we? Here's what Delonte is wrong. College education does not equate to success, especially now. Okay. That is wrong. Now, Ms. Delonte is probably, and this is my main criticism. Doug, you're wrong here too. Stop equating college education or education in general with success. That is not quite, because I don't know if you noticed the $1.5 trillion, disproportionately women, by the way, begging for a student loan bailout. Right? College is no longer good. It is no longer good for you. Matter of fact, for the vast majority of people, and I would say 80% of the people who attend, go look up the National Center for Education statistics of people, what they major. Most of you are wasting your time and money. College is not good. College today, and this is the truth, is for morons. Mostly. Depends on what you choose for a major, but college is for idiots. You are a moron for attending college, 80% of you. Because 80% of you are wasting your time on a worthless degree. Only those in college programs or degree programs and majors that lead to a job is a college worth it? We'll get into the variables of men and women, what they major in later. But this is the crux of the problem I have. Stop telling young people that college is good. Stop telling young people that the college experience is the best time of your life. You can't put a price on education. Stop lying to young people. That's it. This is, and Irma Gerd, we're not going to have $500 million a year, probably more. No, I'd have to go update the statistics. Probably $600 billion a year thrown at higher education. And see, Doug, this is where I'm trying to figure out, are you just ignorant? Are you on the team of the higher academia? Are you really a journalist trying to figure, I'm trying to figure it out. Because I could see why an education consultant said, we need to get boys back in college. We need to get them to spend $1,000 a credit at a private university. No, we don't. And no, they don't. I mean, did you not see the millennials? Did you not see them coming out of college like a dismembered war vet that got hit by an IED? Oh, ignore your millennial older brother who lost an arm and leg, not in Vietnam, but at Baylor, because it cost him an arm and a leg. Don't worry, but see, he's just like, you want the college experience, so you got nothing else going on in your life because that's all your parents and teachers got in college. There's a high school that says, oh my God, you gotta wait to college. That's where you're really, oh my God. Pandemic. Higher educated people is not good for society. Not American education, because not educated. You're not educated. You guys are all brainwashed, basically. You idiots actually think printing off more money is going to be the solution to all of our problems. You guys got people thinking that working and paying taxes in their career is more important than family and love. You have people believing in a national religion of socialism, which the churches and the cathedrals, our colleges and universities, you got them believing in an ideology that just plain doesn't work in second grade logic and has a really bad track record of killing more people in peacetime than the Nazis did their best years at war. College is cancer. Period. American colleges, anyway. Guys felt they needed to step in quickly, decline, blah, blah, blah. No plan over the course of their working lives. American college graduates earn more than $1 million. No. That's boomer. That's in the before time. That's in the 60s and 70s. You're pulling data from the boomer generation. You might as well say, you know, the Triceratops will evolve to become some other dinosaur. No. The past is not the future. You have empirical data because people graduate and they end up working jobs they could have done in high school. And they need a student loan bailout. When do you guys wake up and say, that happened back in the before time when 1 in 10 people had a college degree. Do you know how many people have a college degree now? two-thirds, well, younger people go to two-thirds. I take that back. Two-thirds go to college, if I remember my statistics correctly. Two-thirds of you. You're not special. Matter of fact, if I had the choice, I'll hire a high school graduate that's got a work ethic before I hire any college graduate. And that includes STEM, like, oh, you're a STEM degree. All right. Did you learn engineering or did you learn woe is me victim studies? Did you learn how to like build a good quality bridge that ain't going to collapse? Or did you learn about microaggressions? What did you learn? Skyrocketing education costs have made college more risky today than for past generations, potentially saddling graduates and lower paying careers, as well as those who drop out with student loans they can't repay. Social science researchers. Oh, here we go. This group of frauds that has no statistical validity to any of their studies, science, or fields. Okay. What does social science researchers say, Doug? Elite distractions and obstacles to higher education that weigh more on boys and young men include video games, pornography, increased fatherlessness. All right, I'll go with you. In case of overdiagnosis of boyhood restlessness and related medications. Or maybe it's just too dang pricey. And you hate men. Boys are aware of it. They pay attention from kindergarten to high school. I'm like, I don't want more of this. They do pay attention. They got the message loud and clear. Yes, we heard rah-rah women all the time. And yes, sometimes maybe the video games and the prawn might be a distraction. But it really is like, yeah, high school K through 12 was not fun. And I ain't going, no more of it. No more of it. Men in interviews around here said they quit school or didn't enroll because they didn't see enough value in a college degree for all the effort and expense required to earn one. It's an economic decision. Stop overthinking it. Many said they want. See, you didn't make school fun to begin with, or at least rewarding. And now you're like, now you get to pay 10 times the amount of tuition adjusted for inflation I did. And boys are simply doing a cost-benefit analysis saying this is not worth it. And they're right. They're right. Meaning they're doing better than girls. We'll get to it later. Many said they want to make money after high school. Imagine that. Daniel Bryles, 18-year-old, graduated in June from Hastings High School in Hastings, Minnesota. I'm intricately familiar with that, just south of where I used to live. He decided against college during his senior year, defraternity, despite earning 3.5 GPA and winning 2,500 college scholarship from a local veteran. Yeah, that $2,500 ought to last, what, a week? That'll buy a credit and a half. He took a landscaping job and takes home about $500 a week. So $2,000 a month, that's $24,000. Mr. Browse, a musician, also earns some income from creating and selling music through streaming services. Wait, I thought he had to go to college to make money in music. You don't have to go to college? What's he doing? Why isn't he paying boomer professors their due? Why is he just skipping with all that darn internet, allowing young people to go directly to the customer and sell them what they want and make a living? Don't they know they have to pledge fealty? They must pay they must pledge money. They must pay, what's it called? They must pay Dangeld to the boomer professoriate. How dare they? I guess it's more Gen X professoriate. If I was going to be a doctor or a lawyer, then obviously these people need a formal education, but there are definitely ways to get around it now, Mr. Bryles said. There are opportunities that weren't taught in school that could be a lot more promising than getting it. Good for him. God, I wish more young men and women had a brain like that at 18. I know I didn't. Many young men who dropped out of college said they were worried about it. See, now we're going to go through the reasons, all right? But we're going to see if we're going to, are we going to hear Jimmy or we're just going to listen to Jimmy? Many young men dropped out of college, said they worried about future, but nonetheless quit school with no plan in mind. I feel hazy, said 23-year-old Jay Wells, who quit Defiance College in Ohio. That sounds like a good quality college. He lives with his mother and delivers pallets of soda for Coca-Cola in Toledo for $20. So both these young boys, let me see if I get this right. Both these young boys are doing more genuine work and contributing real GDP, real production, real value to society Just one of them is producing more value to society than all those nonprofit assisted reserve break glass in case of emergency acronym Institute of Research nonprofit employees, right? Am I correct on that? Like, it's not glorious, but he's delivering pallets. And did you guys drink a Coke or a soda or a Pepsi? You did? Thank Jay. Do you like to consume music? Well, thank, what's the other kid's name? Bill? Mr. Bryles. what is he doing? Oh, landscaping. Mr. Bryles is landscape. He's making houses look nice. What did all those people do before? What did they do for society? Oh, nothing. They just send young people to their financial grave. That's not, I'm not being cheeky. I'm being deadly serious. These two young boys do more for society and produce more real GDP than any professional listed previously in this article. They do. I mean, this all of college and academia, except for STEM and accounting and some, you know, real, all of it is a waste of time, a huge economic efficiency loss. And here we sit, college, what's the journal? What about the, we gotta do something to get boys in there to bleed their arms out and cut off their legs and give academics and professoriates and Gen X, spinster female professors and pony held tail tearing with the patch on there. They need our money. How dare young men start earning money at 18? How dare they produce something of value? Somebody do something for the children. He lives with his mother, makes $20 an hour. So he makes more than most liberal arts college graduates. $20 an hour, that's a good, that's 40 grand a year. One can live off of that. That's what's wrong with that? Look. All these people that go to college to get their master's or whatever, the liberal arts or the social sciences, one, they don't produce anything of value. Two, they go back to work in a job they could have done fresh out of high school. Bartending, wait staff, barista, nothing wrong with those. That's real work. They actually produce it. But why do you have to go on this circuitous route, this costly, crippling, financially life crippling, circuitous route to get to the same spot you could have been at 16 years old? I know college experience. Get my book, How Not to Become a Millennial. Look it up. Why do I only have 134? I'm giving gold here. Why are there only 134 people? Should be 134,000 people listening. This should go global. This should go national. This should go viral. Share and spread. Seriously, you want to end the education bubble? Let's give it another shot. I tried 10 years ago. Didn't work. Let's try it again now, huh? I feel like the guy in Die Hard. You remember Die Hard? You youngins don't know it. The FBI is like city worker, the infrastructure construction worker. They got the city construction worker guy, and they're like, we got to shut off the power to the Nakatomi Plaza. And then they got the admin or the alderman. He's like, he's talking to the FBI guys. We can't do it from here. We got to shut down an entire city grid. And the cop guy says, oh, come on, agent, whatever his name is, Lopez. You can't shut down an entire city grid. And the guy in the manhole is like, I could shut it down right here. We could just shut the building down right here. No, I don't. You got to do it from downtown. We got to take down an entire grid. He's like, no, we don't. I could shut it. I got the thing right here. Do they listen to the, that's me in the manhole. I'm like, we could solve the education crisis today. Like today. Two freaking day. No, we gotta have something more complicated. Shut it all down. And then Hans Gruber was planning on that. Ah, yeah. Tis Christmas, Theo. Tis time of miracles. I'll be of good cheer. Never mind, you kids don't know what that is. You all watch some lame-ass crap Disney told you to watch. Jack Bartholomew, 19, started his freshman year at Bowling Green State University during the pandemic, taking classes online. Online, smart kid. During the first few weeks, he said he was confused by the course material and grew frustrated. Finally quit. I don't know what I'm going to do, he said. I just feel lost. Yep, because I bet you they made you take a bunch of crap that had nothing to do with your degree. And also, gee, I wonder, hang on now. Do you think during orientation and your mandatory Marxist leftist liberal arts classes that have nothing to do with your degree, do you think they might have an anti-male tone? Not to mention they have nothing to do with the real world and are pure indoctrinating BS. And young boys are like, what is this, huh? How much am I paying for this? I'm out of here. I wonder if that might have anything to do with it. No, no, they're just something. We didn't give them enough Ritalin. I got the switch right here. It's not complicated. Parents, older sisters have college degree. He was a solid student in high school, interested in studying graphic design. He doesn't need to go to college for that. While working online from a second floor bedroom, his introductory courses seemed pointless for how much he was paying. He said, yeah, he works 40 hours a week at $15.50 an hour packing boxes. And once again, doing more real work for society than any of the academics or nonprofit people that mentioned before. College seems like, to me at least, the only logical path you could take in America, he said. But for now, he said, it's too big a struggle financially and academically. Men dominate top positions in finance, industry, and entertainment. They also hold majority of tenured faculty positions. I would not, please do not hold up this farce called higher education as an example of success or not, ladies and gentlemen. Hang out. University of Vermont is typical. Student president is a man, and so are nearly two-thirds campus trustees. We made up 80% honors graduates. Boo, 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 boo. Young men lag behind among 55, 70% women. Hope deficit. Many young men, let's go to this, are hobbled by a lack of guidance. No, they have too much guidance. You're all pigeonholing them into higher education. A strain of anti-intellectualism and a growing belief that college doesn't pay off. A growing belief? Belief. Could have sworn a couple million students asking for a $1.5 trillion bailout. Belief? Said Ed Groholski. I wonder if Ed produces real GDP. How many of you guys put your bunny down? Who says Ed's got a real job? Who said, who thinks Ed is a real man like these young boys working right now producing real GDP? Or Ed's just a freaking talking, Ed the talking head. The senior vice president of Junior Achievement USA. Oh, it's so formulaic. You people are so worthless and predictable. Ed Grokolsky, senior vice president at Junior Achievement USA, which hasn't done jack crap for the rest of the world. Oh, which works with about 5 million students each year to teach about career path, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. What I see is there is kind of a hope deficit, Mr. Worthless Unemployed Person said. Young men get little help in part because schools are focused on encouraging historically unrepresented students. Orlando Jackson, department chair, education leadership and policy analysis at the University of Wisconsin School of Education. This is like a South Park episode where the kids are the only sane ones and worth a damn. The adults are the ones that are messed up and screwed up. I mean, you really got to look at this and realize it. It's the emperor has no clothes. These young boys are, you have made college such a distasteful proposition that they're actually going against their indoctrination, like, you got to go to college, college. Like, no, I don't want to do it. And now they're ending up like the South Park kids. They're smarter than all the adults in the town. And somebody, I got, you know, Mr. Bryle, somebody send this to the kid. You guys are doing the right thing. It may not seem like it, and it may be at least 5 years, if not 10 years. But when all of a sudden you're the one who, like, oh, okay, the guy works at the Coca-Cola company, flipping pallets. Well, and he's like supervisor at night shift. And then another couple of years, maybe he's put in charge of like assistant, like the facilities management. 10 years, all of a sudden he's like 28. Now he's the nighttime full-time superintendent or supervisor. And he's making 70 grand a year. And he's 28. And at 28, making 60, 70 grand a year, he's got insurance. He has no student debt compared to his buddies who like still have student debt and it grew because they didn't know, understand compound mathematics. He's got stable employment. I mean, it's the marathon. It's the long haul. This kid, all these boys are going to come out way ahead of their peers, male or female, who major in worthless crap in college. And then like have student loan debt and work the exact same job, but then have an attitude thinking like, I have a college degree. I'm so smart. Why am I not working for the Wall Street Journal with 5,000 followers? As a country, we don't have the tools yet to help white men who find themselves needing help, Dr. Jackson said. To be in a time when there are groups of white men that are falling behind, because they're not falling behind, they're moving ahead. And this is one point I'd like to make. If you don't go to college, you're moving ahead. That's the smart move today. Kevin E. Smith, mental health counselor and men's outreach coordinator at the University of Vermont, said that when he started working at the school in 2006, he found that men were much more likely to face consequences for the trouble they caused under the influence of drugs and alcohol. 2008, Mr. Smith proposed a men's center to help. Oh, no, no, Mr. Smith. You go to jail, directly to jail. Do not pass go. Oh, my goodness. Proposal drew criticism from women who asked, why would you give more resources to the most privileged group on campus? I don't know why men are not going to school. Funding wasn't appropriated, he said. The center was never built. The University of Oregon, with a few college men, said blah, 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 blah. All right. That was long and painful. So here is the broken record again. All right. Here are the 5 points of Cappy. It is a good thing for boys and young men to not go to college. And the reason why, as I pointed out before, is that college is not a good investment. 80% of the time, especially if you don't know what you're going to study, it is a money-losing proposition, and it will not only destroy your life, it will cripple your future finances. Don't write articles like this and not say, wait a minute, how come they all need student loan bailouts? What's going on? It is no different. It is identical, Wall Street Journal, to when banks lent money to bad credit risk people. And we bailed the banks out, but we technically bailed out the people the banks lent the money to. Because banks didn't have any credit quality control. They lent out money to bad credit risk. These people couldn't pay it back. Now we need the government to bail out the banks. It's the same thing here. We are bailing out the students, which would be equivalent to the homeowners who majored in dumb crap. They took the money from, this case, the taxpayer, and pissed it away. They did not make an investment. They bought the college experience. They majored in the liberal arts. They, oh, follow heart money. Well, they majored in journalism. And then now they're like, oh, I can't find a job. All right. So you all championing women, you morons who are in academia, journalism, shame on the Wall Street Journal, by the way. You should be more couth about economics. I remember when the Wall Street Journal and the Economist actually had a little bit of an edge to them. They're kind of on the vanguard. Nope. This is just repeating the broker. Any degree is a good degree. Right. Any degree is a good degree. Right. Capital price on education. Right. Capital price on education. What's wrong with the men? Rah, men are falling behind. Anyway, this is no different than you guys pushing women, which is the true sexism here. You push women and minorities, by the way, to buy into the dot-com bubble in 1998, right before the crash. This is like encouraging women and minorities, and you're trying to get men in there too, I understand, to buy into housing in late 2006, early 2007. It's good debt. It's good debt. And this is bad for women that you keep pushing them. You're not helping. You're just ruining their finances into the future. This is why a disproportionate percentage of the student loan debt is held by women. And unfortunately, a disproportionate number of women major in worthless crap that you can't do anything with. But we can't tell them that because that might hurt their fees. And that's more important than actually having progress and production. Again, I should have 100,000 subscribers that are views on this video alone. Been very cautious not to curse. Because let's have a conversation, America. Oh, where'd I go? And so it is a bad thing, men or women, that you are pushing them into colleges and universities today. Okay. Number two, women major in dumb stuff. I don't know how many times I got to say. Now, men major in dumb stuff too. I'd have to look up the statistics. Okay. It's both in this book, Worthless, How Not to Become a Worthless Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major, and How Not to Become a Millennial. Something, something, learning from America's largest sociological disaster. But women, depending on what you consider a legit degree or not, major in worthless crap 2 to 3, maybe even 4 times of what men do. I know women only account for 1 out of every 5 engineering majors. By the way, don't any of you dare call me a sexist. I'm actually trying to help women so they close the wage gap by telling them to major in engineering. So shove it up there, hoo-ha, right there. But this whole rah-rah college without having a single thing mentioned in the article or any of these discussions about what type of degrees you choose, that's appalling. It pisses me off. Because, yeah, go to college. Go get some training. Go to trade school. But do so where there's a job at the end of it. Not 13th century poetic sculpture lesbian Spanish studies. I mean, it's a parallel. It's kind of funny. Like, you know, there's just a few things, just some few truths, like the emperor has no clothes, that would help out everybody immensely in this society. And I find it very interesting. Like, okay, you'll go medical. I think it was the Mayo Clinic and WebMD, like, you know, serious publications in the medical industry. Maybe it was American Psychological Association, but go look up any kind of problems women have with marital dating or physical health. And they'll talk about open communications and, well, maybe it's the guy's fault and you got to do, and then are you getting enough sleep? And I'm like, here's the number one reason you're having marital problems or dating problems. You're fat. I love how the rest of society in this country in particular is held hostage to women's feelings. You're fat. That's why you can't find a guy. That's why your husband don't want to have sex no more. It's why he had an affair. You got fat. And it's this, and you could go through, oh God, hundreds of studies, easily hundreds of thousands of pages of research and academic, and ain't nobody say, well, okay, yeah, maybe your husband is depressed. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe you could change your diet. Maybe to get your dating life and sex life, your mental life, maybe those are things you could do. But the elephant in the room or the gorilla in the room is that you gained 100 pounds over 3 years since your wedding date. That's an, you know, and I'm no sexpert. I'm no psychologist, but maybe if you lost the bill of pounds you just put on, maybe your husband will want to F you again. And I'm so tired, so tired. Girls, stop majoring in dumb stuff. Your sex is so dang misogynist. Yes. Yeah. The guy who told you to major in the right thing so you'd be rich and close the actual wage gap, he's the misogynist. And this, but this goes for boys too. If I recall correctly, men also major in nobody majors in the right stuff, the majority. No one, no group. Asians might come a little close, like half. But the majority of college students across the board major in worthless crap. I believe it's 80% of degrees conferred, but 80%. And I think men, it's 2/3 of men major in dumb crap. So this is a criticism that could go universally. All right. But the fact men are avoiding college in general, if you take it as general, and there's a 4 out of 5 chance you're majoring in worthless crap and just going into debt for no reason, that is a victory for men. And a loss for women. And keep in mind, I don't want women to lose. Like 80% of you shouldn't be going to college. Don't go to college. Save your money. Throw it in the S&P 500. I did the math. Now, this is on the Carlson School of Management online MBA. They charge you $90,000. And I did some real quick math. I didn't back out the interest cost. I understand. But I'm like, well, let's say you did that. You threw that money. You borrowed at 2.8% out of your house. You toss that in the S&P 500. Inflation, because of good old President Biden, is going to take care of your interest rates. Let's just assume that for simplified mathematics. Let's say you retire at 65. 35 years growth, you had $2.5 million. You don't have to go to college. Take the money, throw it in the stock market, buy a house with it. It's a much better investment. Oh, no, I want to help the children. Because you're a children. You're a child yourself. You never became an adult. I work good with kids. I'm 17. I think I know it. I want to be a teacher. Why don't I make all the money? Did you study economics and realize like 20 million other people majored in education that year? Well, I want to help the children. So there's another thing. Stop majoring in dumb crap. And if you're going to major in dumb crap, don't go to college. I want to major in philosophy. Well, there's this thing called the library where you can study it for free and have the exact same employment prospects. You don't even have to go to the library. You can download books for free. You can take in podcasts. You can teach yourself history. You don't need to go to college to pay some washed up Gen X who works in these nonprofits and an acronym and a worthless PhD. You know, we study who doesn't produce squat compared to Bill who's flipping pallets for Coke. Why can't I find a real man? Talk to Bill. He's working a real job, not PhD Tanner, whose mom and dad pay for his fluffy bunnies degree, and he sits at some nonprofit institute to help advance the touchy feelies of the peoples. The People Fund. Three, men are avoiding horrible and crippled finances. Women are not. It's another reason this is a good thing for men. College is cancer. And the reason it's cancer is, one, you're not really learning anything. Two, it's a horrific waste of time having everyone take prereqs that have nothing to do with their degree. Three, the brainwashing has made – look at millennials. They are so lost because you've replaced love and family with essentially socialism. And don't lie about it, people. You just brainwash these kids with socialism. You got women who think that commuting – and getting an MBA or a master's degree and working at a computer and paying taxes is more important than love and a husband and children if they do want them. Like, you got people, and the men are guilty of this too, by the way. It's just women more recently were introduced into the labor market more full time. But ain't none of you raising your kids. You got everyone outsourcing your kids to daycare. I mean, that's horrific. That's just horrific. So the mentality, the mental illness, but then you destroy their finances as well. I know a bunch of millennials who are like approaching 40, late 30s, mid to late 30s, still got student loan debt. What the hell, people? We have to work two jobs because we can't afford childcare. Well, I wonder if you could afford childcare if you didn't major in your stupid communications degree. And then have 50 grand in student loan debt hanging over you, which you let grow from 20 grand because you didn't understand compound mathematics despite having a college degree. So your finances are ruined. Right? Another thing, four, these boys are making money. Every boy there was more of a man than every professional and academic and PhD or doctor listed in that article. They are making money. They're going to be financial. They're already, the first paycheck they got, they were ahead. And the first government check or a student loan bill, whatever, they advanced the advance on their student loans that their peers who went to college, their smart, educated peers, they're already financially behind. The first day they're in debt, the first day the other kids got a positive net worth. So those guys are at least working, and I would say argue, are morally superior. Not argue, they are morally superior. They're actually producing something of value for society. And finally, you guys do not understand whether college is good. You do not understand the nature of college. College is a cancer. College is a parasite. It is a life-destroying proposition. It takes away at least 2 years of your life. It indebts you, and it does not equip you with, it's just like K through 12. It doesn't equip you with jack F all bleep for employability skills. It's just for spoiled, pompous little Americans, whether you're spoiled by the suburbs or spoiled by government checks over in the trailer park or the ghetto or the barrio, to imagine you're an intellectual to be spat out by the college or universities after you've signed your lifeblood away for a worthless degree. And then you come out thinking that the state or socialism or environmentalism or feminism, any one of these isms, that's your new God. I guess you got that coming out of college, but you ain't got no employable skills. And oh, by the way, your professors are driving really nice luxury cars, living in really nice houses with a $500 of credit you paid for at a public university. It's the evil conservative Republicans in the Senate that are screwing us. Oh gosh, it's hilarious. College is a cancer. And men avoiding it is a good thing for men. That's it. And I'm waiting I'm waiting for the media, especially, I guess, an empirical, a relatively unbiased media newspaper like the Wall Street Journal. When are you guys, I mean, come on, you were kind of on top of the housing bubble and the dot-com bubble. Can you be on the education bubble? Look, let's admit it. I'm not expecting you to be me. I'm like, come on. I don't want to actually believe it, but when I joke, of course, when I say I'm the world's greatest economist, but I'm up there. I mean, if this is the low grade crap the Wall Street Journal, The Economist is coming up, I'm kind of up there. I don't think this is advanced economics. I don't think this is just pointing out the emperor has no clothes. And I'm just begging people in the media, can you stop sending young men, but disproportionately women, and especially minors, we haven't even touched on that. Can you stop disproportionately sending them to their financial graves? I mean, geez, you had probably a better shot going to Vietnam than you did going to college now. In terms of, at least you got the GI Bill. Can you stop ruining these young people's lives? And I don't think Doug is malicious. I think he's, oh, hey, we got to raise awareness. Okay, that's nice. We've been raising awareness now. Can one of us, could somebody grow a pair of balls and just speak candidly about what's happening with higher education so we stop screwing over our young people and destroying, now what? We destroyed Gen X, thankfully tuition was not that high, but millennials, oh yeah, we destroyed them. And Gen Z with even higher tuition, oh yeah, we're destroying them. And now you're disproportionately destroying them because you all care about the womans and the minorities. Okay, can we stop screwing them over too? Can we be adults and tell people about the realistic expectations of what college is and is going to be? Or are we just going to scratch our nutsack again and saying, hey, did you, should I look over here? Men are not going to college. That bad for men. It's like men aren't like smoking. I think college is like, I think let's end on that note. College is like smoking. Like, do you know that only 35% of men are smokers, whereas women are ahead in smoking? We got to get the University of Marlboro and Camel to come in here and get more men to smoke. And you know what? Guys, please prove me wrong. Can we try and get this video to go viral? I did so good not cursing. Can we go? Because it's going to help out. It's going to help out everybody who's young. Everybody. We can't rely on the Doug Belkins or the Wall Street Journals or the Economist or your rank and file LA Times. They're in cahoots. Not with the Wall Street Journal. But can we have a conversation? Can we stop sending kids to their financial graves? Ha? Ha? Before I go to the super chats, here's just two books, okay? Get it for you. It's too late for you old people. Hey, Doug, how about you review some of my books? How about that? Maybe open up your eyes a little bit. How Not to Become a Millennial. It's under Vince Barrick, bought the rights, and he did some editing. It's mostly my work, though. Among many other things, college included, this goes over what we did wrong with the millennial generation. And you can see we did a lot wrong. If you're a younger person and you're getting lied to by your parents and your teachers and the media and the government and your politicians and your counselor, why don't you get this book so you don't end up like a millennial? So you're not a 39-year-old with student debt asking for your parents for money or the government or the stimmy checks. And then here's a simpler one. I mean, that's a 500-page book, but this is, I mean, I know it's 11 years old or 10 years old, but get this book, Worthless, Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. It's like a three-hour, if that, read. And this came out in 2011, and we wouldn't have a student loan housing crisis if anyone gave a damn about kids. Back then, I said, hey, you know what? We really ought to get this book out there. But this is a perfect book to have high school age kids read. We should make this mandatory reading so that we don't have another housing. Choose your bubble. Have another education bubble. But Aaron, that would hurt their feelings. You told them that they couldn't follow the heart and the money would follow. Oh, finally, one other thing. I forgot to mention this. just any colleges and universities. You want to get men to attend college? How about you not hate them? Okay. How about you make it so it's like, yeah, you're not automatically cardinal sin, born a patriarch or born a sexist. How about you lead with that? I know it's not going to happen because that ideology is too entrenched in academia, which is why I recommend boys, if I recommend girls do this too. Go to school online, get your prereqs out of the way, go to night school where the adults are. All right. So you can avoid the truly the misandry. All right. The anti-male environment. If you do want to go to college, but man, maybe not go to college. There's nothing wrong with working. Nothing wrong with working. You're better men and women if you're going to work than going to college to learn nothing. All right. Let's get to the super chats. I may have to do them as super chats later. Competent man, $2. Notice at best only 70% graduated. Total fail. Right. We should make college again for like truly elite people. I don't mean stuffy elite. Like you're smart. I mean, liberal arts that should just be gone. The social science liberal arts, gone. Should we just have polytechnics? That's it. And accounting. That's it. But colleges it should not be for 70% of the people and then only 70% graduate. Fred for $2, Mexican poops. Thank you, Fred. Fred again for $2. Reich Krugman just tax more to close the wage gap. Laughing out loud, right? I know Krugman is an economist. He just completely ignores the production side. Oh, just threw off more money. Fred again, $2. We need mass boycotts of Western marriage to detox. Look, you're not going to fight genetic programming and people's sex drive or love drive. People are going to get together. We can, if we forward this, if we make it go viral, we put this in the hands of every little kid. Oh, little red cookbook. Hey, how about not to be poor? Let's start with that. We can make a difference. You know, hear this? Spread it around. We can get people not to go to college. We can get kids not to smoke. Look, we can get kids to give up cigarettes and not smoke. We can get kids not to go to college. Raf Federico, £2 British. Cappy, I studied philosophy. Did I waste my time? Yes, you did. Okay, you didn't waste your time. You did waste your money because you could study philosophy for free. Get a library card or just, you know, go online and listen to some philosophy. Competent man, $5. Wait, women going from Elle McPherson in 1986 to Ashley Graham in 2016 is a reason guys don't spend time with women? I can't believe. No, see, yeah, well, yes. We're adults here, right? Emperor has no clothes. We speak truth. Yes. Yes. I ain't saying guys have exactly maintained their Gregory Peckish looks and charm either. I'm sure girls have many complaints to file with the complaint department on men, and legitimately so, you know, weak soy men with their beards. But, you know, I just use that as an example, as a parallel to see we lie to women about education. We lie to boys about education, too. We lie to women about the sexes. Joe Jones, $5. So you won't be taking boomer advice from the Carlson School of Management? No, I do not. Do not listen to anyone who graduated from business school. Unless they have a degree in accounting and a CPA and they have years experience or are in an MIT. But you do not listen to people from business school. Unless, of course, it was Booth or Wharton. Maybe even Harvard, I grant you. Fred Friedman saw $5. What do you think of boot camps instead of degrees? Only 12 to 24 weeks and cheaper. Good majors, computer science. Yeah, yes, go get training. See, in the olden days, how did the boomers, they could just graduate from high school? They had these things called training programs. We'd graduate from high school and they say, hey, you want to come over here? There'd be an apprenticeship. No. And Fred, here's the other thing. And this is why, sadly, all this is going to fall on deaf ear. I'm going to give you two. Well, that's that. No, I'm going to give you the one. I'm not going to complicate it. We don't teach young people anymore that there's more than life in college. This is it. It's akin to a wedding day. It's her day. Okay. The college experience is American's birthright. This is the best time of your life is college. You have to view college as the last and final luxury good. It is a consumable item, not an investment. That's how most young people view it. And you can't really fault them because we make K through 12 a horrifically bad experience and bad environment. And then they have no hope. They're like caught in, they're essentially in a prison for 13 years. And then it's like, oh God, we're finally free. Now I'm an adult. I graduated from high school. Now I can go to which is high school version 2.0, just disguised to be UI intellectual and everything. Oh yeah. And you're going to get the girls in college. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's all they have. Because you don't say, well, you should maybe fall in love and stay in shape and pursue excellence in all these different regards. Why don't you teach yourself mechanics or something? Oh, you can be creative here. No, you have to go to college. Sean, 20 generous dollars. Thank you so much for the live stream. I needed to hear that. Well, thanks, Sean. Thanks for the $20. I just made more than every liberal arts major. Ha ha. Whoa. I'll give you. You want another one thrown across the plate? You're not going to like this curveball, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to like it. Ladies, did you notice how girls are making more money on OnlyFans? Stripping? You're going to make more as a stripper than you will with your degree. Sad as that might be, if you stay in shape, you'll make more money pretty and stripping than you will English or political science. Pitch unfair. No, there's no fair. That's what it is. It's what it is. And it ain't going to change because the male sex drive ain't going to change. No, that might be too dark. That might be too too matrixy red pill. Fred, $2. MBAs are like cats, easy, effortless, and feels good. Good one, Fred. Good one. Nonstop Dre, $360, $2. Look up PhD critical dance studies. Yes, it's real. I don't know. Yeah, there's so many laughably stupid degrees. And how we lie to boys too, but to women. Any degree is a good degree. You follow your heart. I'm like, you guys really don't care about women, do you? You really don't care about minorities. You don't, because why would you lie to them like that? Why? Why would you send them to their financial doom? Fred, $5. Someone at work with two young children asked me what field I would recommend for his kid. I said electricity. He said, really? No degree? Me? Yes. F you. But tradesmen are dumb. Oh, he's just a mechanic. Yeah, that mechanic makes $35 an hour and doesn't live at home and knows how to fix the car. And has like maybe 25 grand in his IRA at the age of 24. Yeah, he's a real loser. Can I find the good men gone? Where have they all been gone? Are they? Good men cannot find. Go where all they did. Competent man, $5. Wait till hyperinflation hits. We'll be epic. Going to keep spending until system blows up. Debt ceiling hit, but we're trying for another $3.5 trillion in spending. I got my crypto. I got my precious metals. I got my mortgage. That's another. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you can get money at 2.some%, and Uncle Joe's going to print off money for, ironically, in the bizarro world, now might be a time to have a little bit of debt. Capragoon Cabulous, $5. I'm sorry, bud, but the social status brainwashing is much too strong. I'm fighting that with my kid right now, and she has read the book. Yeah, I know. Look, the teachers spend like four times more time with your kids than you do, than parents do. And the teachers, you know, maybe they get around to reading, writing, arithmetic, but most of it is like college, socialism, feminism, oh my gosh, political ideology. No, not husbands, not children, not family, not fun, not life, not sex. You, all you, plus Karl Marx. What a wonderful life. Wonder why depression is going up and why 1 in 4 women are on antidepressants. I wonder. Yeah, I'm sorry, man, but it's... And that's why I kind of throw in the towel. I mean, we could get this out here, maybe a critically pointed out, like, hey, we don't go to college, please, for your own good sake. Please don't go. But yeah, they're brainwashed. There's nothing you can do. They're gone. They bought the funny farm. All right. One last one, Fred. I probably will go back and get this. Should I get my master's in journalism at Northwestern? Only 65. I don't know. Ask Doug. He's from Chicago. Northwestern is out there. Doug, what do you recommend? Is this what a bachelor's degree gets us? Kind of like, hey, did you know there's a problem with men in college? Is that what it gets us at the Wall Street Journal? Am I going to have to start referring to the Wall Street Journal like I do the Carlson School of Carlson School of Management facetiously? Fred Krugman Reich, economists are journalists nowadays. They're not even journalists. Like, let's have that word mean what it means. They are propagandists. They know exactly how they're lying. They know exactly that they're propagandizing. Them and Goebbels are the same thing. They know exactly that they're lying. Nonstop Dre, what do you mean by the before time? Oh, that's TFM's saying, is in the before time. Like, before we all went truly woke and crazy and started really lying to our children, although one would argue that's been quite some time. I would say when we could watch Knight Rider or Dukes of Hazzard and nobody thought about race or anything, it's like, wow, it's going off a sweet jump, you know. Of course, Dre, you're younger than me, so you probably weren't around in the 80s, but I guess in your equivalent would be Batman, the animated series, Looney Tunes. Like, your politics was not the most important thing. The before time, you know, when things were like, you go out, you take your BMX bike off some pretty sweet jumps. Parents say, be home by the time the lights go off, street lights. You know what would be a really good, before Ritalin. I think that'd be right there. That when Ritalin started being propagandized, like, oh, you're acting like a young boy. Shoot him up with drugs. That would be the before time. All right, that's it. More on the way. I'll be back, I don't know, this afternoon. I'm going to go for a hike. I'm going to go and enjoy the... Oh, and then right here. Get this book, Worthless Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. And here, How Not to Become a Millennial. With any luck, this video will be viral. You'll all share it. I'll be a millionaire with all these things, but I won't be able to buy anything with $1 million because $1 million won't do anything because of inflation. But hey, it'll be fun while it lasted. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.